Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
The following podcast is not real, but it is part of the Earwolf Network. Late at night when you hear that distant ringing in your ear, do not panic. Tis but the disconsolate lowing of the mind cow, the Earwolf. This episode was also sponsored by a company that chooses to remain secret. This unnamed sponsor wants listeners to know that they can send candy bars or really any weird thing to the following address. Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Kneecap, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. And they promise to try to shove that thing through the portal behind the Burger King and get it to the show's hosts. Hang on. Isn't Cards Against Humanity a company? I'm sure it's unrelated. The mystery continues. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Kneecap. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is all you need to know. About a year and 5 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur. In the town of Hogs.
You are sweating hard. Oh,
it's exhausting.
Do you need some water or what's going on?
I might need a little bit of water. Ugh. I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogs Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, my buddy.
Bing bong.
Chunt, the talking badger slash shapeshifter.
How's it going?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Chunt?
I'm doing okay as well.
Are you still just 100%? You've just decided to embrace your impending death?
Mm-hmm. Dying is easy, Arnie. Living is harder.
And I, of course, am Bagel Me Fingies.
Oh, yes, my other co-host, the wizard, Bagel, just Bagel Me Fingies.
That's right.
Bagel Me Fingies.
No other names.
Oh, Chunt, do not lay down and die. Nay, fight against the raging of the night that doth attempt to o'ercome thee. I, Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiang Yalak, known to the dwarves as Zonenhug Stanges, known in the northeast as Gaswenius Mirstar, shall not rest for one moment until he finds a cure and saves his friend Chunt, and then, after saving Chunt, saves all of Foon. I shall defeat that Dark Lord and that encroaching void. Nothing shall defeat me. I shall go on and I shall continue to...
I'm good, really. You don't have to. I'm good. Thank you, though. You know, I've just accepted, like, death is just a part of life, and it's just like, I'm just going to do everything I've always wanted to do in the next few months. Like, okay. I went to Burn-A-Man Festival.
You went to what?
It's called Burn-A-Man.
You went to a Burn-A-Man festival.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I want to know what happens at a Burn-A-Man festival.
Well, it's in the title.
Okay.
We burn a man.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I suggested you, but they didn't.
Oh, come on. Hey, Bagel me fingies. Hey.
Right. Sorry, I was in the wizard state.
You know, last week I suggested you shorten your name to Beckleme Fingles.
And I did.
And you did, but it actually made the process much longer.
Is it Beckleme Fingles or Beckleme Fingies?
I saw the tree people, they said, Beckleme Fingles!
I like Beckleme Fingies.
But then I adapted it to Beckleme Fingies.
Could you turn it into Beckleme Fingiangelic?
Beckleme Fingiangelic? Yes.
No.
Then I shall be known to both the tree people and the elves as one combined name. Aye. Yea, and then if a tree person ever procreates with an elf, I shall have a name for that very specific person.
I don't think DQ will ever have sex with the tree.
No,
hey, there is something you guys can do, and it's nothing. And again, I'm resigning myself that, you know, I'm going to die. But I did make these little ribbons.
Uh-huh.
It's just curse awareness ribbons. They're brown and they're in the shape of a butthole. So
If
you just want to wear those, just to bring awareness to curses,
because you put one on right
You know, sure. It doesn't seem like I'm going to make it, but just for future, you know, cursed folks, I just want to bring awareness.
Look, I will wear this ribbon for you, but Chunt, why?
Fight and fight and fight until I find the exact cure that doth save my friend Chunt. Nay, if it kills me to save him, then so be it!
And those are two gold pieces.
Oh, here.
Thank you. And
I have
then Arnie.
To pay for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to raise awareness for right. curses. Cursed people.
Two gold pieces. But here's the thing. I think we're going to be able to reverse this curse. I had a dream last night, like a premonition, that what we need to do to cure Chunt is to collect a cow as white as milk, a cape as red as blood, a hair as yellow as corn, and a slipper as pure as gold.
Really, you don't have to.
No, it's a cow as white as milk, a cape as red as blood, a hair as yellow as corn. I'm not good with lists, I have to say.
Listen, it sounds like a lot of that stuff that if we're going to try and get it, we'll have to go into the woods, and I do not.
Into the woods?
If you want to remember something, it's often useful to set it to music.
A cow as white as milk, a cape as red as blood, a hair as yellow as corn, a slipper as pure as gold.
I meant to say it's sometimes helpful to use to remember something by setting it to good music.
Okay. Well, sometimes I say it to myself so that I don't forget the list. And I'm going to try to collect these things to save Chun's life.
Thank you. Do we have a guest today?
Yes, we do. And in fact, I'm very excited. We're joined by Thredda Dream Climber.
Thank you so much for having me. This is just, it's just a dream come true to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited to meet you. Now, your name is Dream Climber, but yep. you also have some sort of dream powers?
Yeah, I can do pretty much anything inside the realm of dreams. Ooh, so you name it, I can do it. I have all the powers in the realm of dreams.
All the powers inside the realm of dreams.
Any power you could think of, and I've got it.
Flight.
Flight I can do.
Well, you know, I mean, to be fair, I can fly in dreams.
Yeah, but I can fly in other people's dreams.
Oh! Aww.
Which is harder to do.
That's adorable.
Yes, that's true.
Can you turn your head around like this?
Here.
And then all the way back to the front?
Oh, bagel, don't.
That was horrifying.
I really enjoy your striped red and green sweater. I think that's adorable.
Oh, thank you so much. it's just the only thing I have.
I bet in dreams that sweater is adorable.
It is. It's colorless, though.
And your little leather hat. I like that.
Yeah, I found that in someone's dream. Whenever I'm in a dream, I take something to remember it by.
Wow. How did you start getting into dream climbing?
Oh, well, it's actually my family profession. Uh-huh. So I come from a long line of dream climbers.
Oh, dream climber.
Yeah. Yep, a long line of dream climbers.
It's a common profession here in Foon. Who climbs into your dreams on Earth?
Nobody. Nobody does.
Nobody?
No.
So they just go unimpeded?
So you impede dreams?
Well, occasionally. I'm not supposed to, but it's hard to just wander through dreams and not leave your mark.
Sometimes you're in the middle of a dream, you're like, hey, what the hell is going on over here?
And it's me, and I'm doing something crazy in the corner.
Really? Yeah. I love an example. Like, what's the most recent dream you climbed through?
Oh, well, I was in your dream last night.
Really?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Details, please.
So, and that's great, because I'm not great with lists, so I would be. It's great that you were there. Can you? Mm-hmm. Did I get it right? Was it
a cow is white as milk? A cape is red as blood. A hair is yellow as corn. A slipper is red
as pure as gold.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Oh, great! Mm-hmm. See, I got it right.
Yeah, one of the cows died halfway through your dreams.
Yeah.
So you put powder on it and tried to pass it off.
Wow. Yeah,
I tried to. That sounds like Arnie.
I tried to make it work. I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, what were you doing in my dream?
Oh, well, I was riding the cow for a significant amount of it while you were looking for the cape.
Uh-huh.
And then I took the cape. Oh. So, yeah. So I'm sorry. I messed that one up for you.
No, that's all right. That's okay. So why do you like to mess up other people's dreams?
Well, because I feel like most often people don't do very interesting things in their dreams.
Uh-huh.
So I like to spice it up. And once you've been through a lot of dreams, they can kind of repeat themselves.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I get a little bit bored and like to mess with them.
You see, a dream climber is committed to making your dreams more interesting and more wonderful.
I can't even begin to imagine what your dreams must be like.
My dreams are filled with pure fire and hatred and lust. Looking into my dream is like looking into the mind of an angel and then setting it on fire and throwing it in the middle of a volcano.
Threda, have you ever been in one of Usador's dreams? I'm sorry, one of Bagel Me Fingy's dreams?
Oh, yes. Bagel Me Fingy has some very interesting dreams, mostly mirrors.
Yes, often I dream of mirrors. Mm-hmm. And I look and I see myself and I say, what if there were multiple Bagel Me Fingies? And all these Bagel Me Fingies bounded together and lifted their swords and their staves and said, nay, we shall not live under the tyranny of the Dark Lord any longer!
That was a literal one of his dreams.
I'm sure.
Verbatim.
Threda, mm-hmm. Do you have dreams yourself?
Oh, I don't have time for dreams.
Uh-huh.
I spend all my time in other people's dreams.
Really?
That's what a dream climber does.
What percentage of your day are you in other people's dreams, and what percentage are you in the real world?
100% of the time, I'm awake in other people's dreams,
uh-huh.
And then once every 500 years, I get about an hour off.
No, this is your hour, not in dreams?
Yep.
Holy cow.
And I'm just having the time of my life right now.
I'm sure.
This is fantastic.
Do you want anything?
Yes, I was just going to say, if you only have an hour off, you should have a mead or perhaps some rooster's feet or something.
Oh, I would love some rooster's feet.
Bartender, can we get an order of rooster's feet and some spiced potatoes?
You know, I've had a recurring dream recently.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The three of us kind of are playing at Chunt's Night as a band.
Hmm.
And Usador is on the washboard, and you're blowing into a jug,
mm-hmm.
and I'm on vocals and playing spoons. And it's really delightful.
It's a beautiful dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It always has the same start, but it always has a different end.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets really fucked up.
Oh, wow. Like, in what ways does it get fucked up?
Well, sometimes you stay the whole time, and I start to cry from happiness because you're at a chance night, mm-hmm. and sometimes you leave halfway through, and you're like, this was a mistake, and then I just go insane.
You go insane? Like, how? Threda, what happens when he goes insane?
Oh, he just turns into animal after animal and never settles in one. It's unbelievable.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I just go through a whole menagerie of animals.
Wow.
And yet I never falter from my duty upon the washboard.
But I keep going. A lot of times I'll turn into an otter.
Uh-huh.
While we're in the jug band, I'll turn into an otter and then a snake and a bear. But mostly back to an otter.
Is it like a winter solstice? Does it happen around the winter solstice?
It's around the winter solstice.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And there's a competition going on where we have to win this sort of battle of the bands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't actually dream that often. Like, I don't remember my dreams
that
much. What's that?
You do. You dream more often than you think.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like my dreams that I remember are always really boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the only dreams I remember from my life on Earth before I came here, when I was in high school, I had a friend, Tom Haley, who had a shirt that I liked. Just was like, oh, that's a nice shirt. And then I had a dream
already
one night.
Already bored.
No. Hey, it gets more boring. I had a dream one night where I opened my closet and I was like, oh, I have the same shirt as Tom does. Oh, he's going to be annoyed. And that was the whole dream. That's like one of the only dreams I ever remember.
He's asleep. Okay.
Oh, I should really be working right now.
Let's go into his dreams. Let's go into his dreams.
Okay. Is there, can we
Can you
get,
take us with?
Yeah.
I get one free pass every 500 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. If I hold on to my podcasting equipment, well, can we bring
it can come with you.
Yeah, I'll hold on to Arnie.
Okay, yeah, great.
Let me get on your back here.
Okay. Look, you are heavy.
Just got my arm wrapped around your neck.
Oh, and I can't breathe.
Whenever you're ready.
All right, ready. Let's go. Through the top.
Whoa. What are you doing here?
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm Usador, the wizard, and I'm mad at everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, he's a petulant little brat.
Wow, it's a little baby.
His robes are just hanging off of him. He's so tiny.
The same head, tiny body.
Yeah.
Here, I know what to do. I'm going to just manifest an axe here, and I'm just going to chop him up. Oh, that should have turned him into a bunch of tiny Usadors, but I just killed him.
Wait, throw it. I have a very important question. There's like a folklore on Earth, and I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
If you die in your dreams, do you die in real life?
Oh, not yet. No. Okay. No. Oh. If you die in your dreams, you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the dream gets real boring.
Oh.
There's no one there to experience it.
Oh, well, we're here.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if you want, we can go into some of the other rooms and
let's just rifle through his dream stuff.
Yeah, it's a ton of different rooms for his dreams.
Uh-huh.
Each has a different set.
I'm gonna just look in this drawer.
Oh,
oh wow, it's just a lot of pails of poop. Ugh. Yep.
That's one of his favorites.
Let's go to the mirrors. Where are the mirrors at? The mirror room.
They're in the mirrored room. Come on.
Let me out of this room.
Oh.
Let me out of this room. I am Spintax, the green. I am the stupidest wizard that ever lived. I'm pooping on myself because I'm Spintax.
This is sad.
This is. This room has just a poorly done, mean caricature of Spintax.
Here, I know what to do. I'm going to manifest a... Here we go. Manifest a washboard. Manifest a jug.
Oh, no.
Manifest some spoons.
Oh, no, some dream bleeding.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know, Arnie...
Wait. Dream bleeding. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. That's when one person's dream bleeds into another person's dream. It's highly unheard of. Uh-huh.
I must have fallen asleep when we traveled in.
This was such a boring dream that you fell asleep.
Inside of the dream.
So wait, if you fall asleep, if you have a dream inside of another dream,
mm-hmm.
you're going deeper into the subconscious?
Yeah, I fell asleep inside Usador's head.
Yeah, so you're dreaming inside his head, inside of his body.
This is
You're so
crazy.
Inside Usador right now.
Yeah, deep inside Usador.
This is...
The Chunt story. Oh, man. I just hope we don't go down enough levels that we get to a really boring winter level.
Ooh, look, a top. It won't stop spinning. What does that mean?
I don't know. But you know what? Like, is there a bar in Usador's dream world? I'm just thinking if we took a break and maybe got some drinks and refreshed ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You just basically you just think of something and it appears right on the other side of the wall.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's take a real quick break and we'll be back.
Before we do, could you just indulge me and at least blow once on the jug?
Okay. Yeah.
Just seems like you're pretty quick to dismiss.
Oh no, I'm
my
sorry.
Jug band dream.
No, I'm sorry.
Right? You know, maybe we're long lost brothers.
And we're back. Oh man, I've never been in someone else's dream before.
No, I do it all the time.
How did it take you long to get used to like? Do you remember the first dream that you went into?
Oh yeah, you know, it was a child's. They always start you on kids' dreams because you know you can't mess with those too much because the kids don't remember them.
Oh wow, that's
so
good.
Yeah, young creatures' dreams, and I remember there was several rabbits that turned into larger rabbits.
That's like a basic kid's dream.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what's interesting is you can't always tell from the inside if it's a dream or a nightmare because it's so much about perspective.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Threaded, do you have dreams in terms of aspirations?
Oh, yeah. You know, I would love to meet, a nice creature and settle down. I'd like to get out of the climbing business because, you know, there's no end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not like a retirement from dream climbing?
Oh, no. There's no retirement plan. Most dream climbers eventually go into dream weaving, which is, you know, the more creative side. But I don't think that's going to happen for me.
What are you going to do in 500 years with your next day off?
Oh, you know, I don't like to plan too far in advance because, you know, by then.
Sure.
Who knows?
Who knows what'll happen?
Do you ever meet other dream climbers while you're dream climbing?
You know, as far as I know, no. It's hard to tell, you know, because you don't want to ask everyone you meet, like, excuse me, are you a dream climber?
Sure.
Because even if they were, they might not know it.
Yeah, or they might just fuck with you.
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly.
So, we better get out of here. We better get out.
I feel refreshed.
Oh.
Oh, thank God we made it out in time.
Yeah, what would have happened if we hadn't made it out before he woke up?
We would have died.
No.
Oh, yes, don't you know?
Good to know.
If you climb into someone else's dream and they awake, you die in that dream.
Holy cow. Hey,
can we talk about your dreams?
I don't really remember my dreams that well, except for the ones where I defeat the Dark Lord and become 1,000 angels filled with fire and angst and righteous rage.
Well, these were close to that.
Okay.
But it was mostly you being a petulant brat.
Okay.
Whining and screaming and making fun of Spintax. And when I tried to chop you up into a bunch of tiny Usadors.
Yes.
But I just hacked you to pieces.
That wasn't very nice of you, John.
No. I'm sorry.
Choo-choo.
I thought it'd be fun, but it wasn't.
Let's hug. Come here. I love you, Choo-choo. Oh, thank you.
Threna, I've got to ask. Do you ever go into people's sexy dreams?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of wet dreams.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you slide around in them.
Oh,
a pretty good time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite kind of dream?
Oh, you know, I love dreams that start off scary and get sexy. Are you just talking about sexy dreams?
I was asking overall, but sure. Like, yeah, your favorite kind of sexy dream is they start scary and they get sexy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Chunt makes an appearance in a lot of dreams here.
Really?
Yeah. We live in a very narcissistic society, and you know, creatures like the idea of copulating with themselves.
And probably just dump a bucket of water on them, get them wet, make them dreams wet.
Ugh. Gross! I'll never say that again.
Get them wet dreams.
Ugh. Well, Threna, like you said, you want to like meet a creature of some kind. Is there any like type of creature? Is there any criteria for like who you want to settle down with?
Oh, just, you know, a nice good guy. It's hard because in dreams, all the good ones are taken, you know, by usually the person who's dreaming about them.
Sure.
Can I just say, I just want to extend, I don't want to presume or, you know, I just want to extend an invitation of anytime you want to come into my dreams and like, you know, get down. Or just like have a nice drink or something, or talk. I shouldn't have led with that one, but I just want to.
You inviting Threna into your dreams and have sex with you.
In my dreams, if we have relations, I don't change, so it might be a nice way to.
It's a good workaround.
You know, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm really looking for something more committed.
Sure.
I appreciate the offer.
Yeah.
And I'll be dead soon, yeah.
Plus, if you get pregnant in your dreams, you get pregnant in real life.
That one is true.
One
is true, yeah. And I am very fertile.
Well, Threna, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for spending your 1 hour every 500 years with us.
It's been a blessing. I really should get
clean. Oh, no. You don't want to go back into Bagel Me Fingy, said.
What? You need me.
No, I don't. Go back to sleep.
Oh, well, all right.
So Threna, come back anytime. I mean, I know you said you'll be gone for 500 years, but if that changes, come and look us up.
If I get some time off, you know, I'll definitely check back in, because this has just been amazing.
Oh, wow. Do you have someone?
Oh, she's tearing up. Oh, she's so touched.
Threna, do you have someone you answer to that you makes it so you can't come out any earlier?
Mm-hmm. The space in the clouds.
Oh, the space in the clouds.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
They're a real stickler for time management.
Oh, yeah. Great. Well, Chun, do you have any emails to read?
I absolutely do. This is an email from Odysseus. He writes, "Hail and well met, Chunt and Arnor. I have a question for the mighty Usador."
You need me.
Mm-hmm. Usador, have you prepared a cool short speech that you would deliver moments before you smite the Dark Lord? We call them one-liners on Earth, and only our most powerful and daring warriors can pull them off.
Well, of course I have such a speech prepared, and I would love to recite it here. But, sadly, I cannot, because it may reveal part of my secret machinations, my plans. I have many, many plans afoot, many different ways I could possibly defeat the Dark Lord. I may seem like a fool to you, Arnold. But know that in every moment, every waking moment, my entire body and brain and soul and heart are devoted to defeating this Dark Lord. And when I do smite him, I shall look him in the eye and I shall recite to him my full name with all the names revealed.
And if I ever get a chance to defeat the Dark Lord, I'm just going to be like, boom, fuck you, dude.
Nice.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. All right, here, I got some emails here. You can
Nobody
always,
asked.
You, no, but I think the people at home are like, Arnie, please, have you got any emails?
I see no evidence of that.
Please, well, please email in if you're dying for Arnie to read emails.
Yes, also go on to iTunes and write us a review and say, Arnie, please read emails. You can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address.
Or you can email Chunt at chuntwith6ts@gmail.com or reach Usador on Twitter.
Yes, visit me in Twatterton at Usador the Blue.
People, you know, I've been so caught up thinking about Chunt's curse that I haven't really spent as much time on my dungeon quest to get the Lunar Sword recently. But we asked people to send us riddles because we're sort of at a puzzle part. And some people have sent us some riddles. So here's one. Here's your riddle. The music stopped. The woman dies. Why?
Because she loved music.
This is from C.
It's a coincidence.
Fanslow, an earther. It's a coincidence?
Yes.
That's a great answer for most riddles. Do you guys want to know the answer?
What is your thought?
I saw the answer.
Oh.
Here's the answer from the email. The woman is a blindfolded tightrope walker at a circus. The music ended a little early, and she knew that she reached the end, so she lost balance and fell to her death, of
course.
Wow,
pretty straightforward.
It's a classic.
We should have guessed that.
Classic riddle. All right, here's one more real quick. Hey, Arnie, so I have a logic puzzle like you asked for.
A logic puzzle?
A logic puzzle. My logic puzzle is about a mysterious man from the halls of Monty who engages you in a game of chance. There are three doors. Behind two are goats, and behind the third is a treasure chest. You get to pick a door, and you get what's behind it. But after you pick your door, he reveals behind one door that you didn't pick is a goat. Then you can either stay with the door you originally picked or choose the other one. The question is, which choice has a better chance of getting the treasure chest, sticking with your first guess or choosing the other remaining door?
I think you go in that door that he opened for you and fuck that goat.
Yeah.
Bing bong.
Fair enough.
Wait, so I definitely open the door with a goat first.
You open a door. You don't know. You pick a door. You don't know what it is.
Ah.
The two remaining doors, he says, this one has a goat behind it. So it's now turned from a 1-in-3 chance to a 50-50 chance.
I see.
Do you stick with the original pick, or do you pick the other door?
You pick the other door.
I remain with the door I have already selected. When the door opens, if there's a treasure chest there, I have won. If there is a goat, I murder the goat and use its blood to cast a hex upon this man, and then I open all the doors that I want.
I think you're supposed to switch, I've had this conversation, and I don't really remember.
Usador is not controlled by the laws of probability.
It's true.
Do you think when you stop singing a cow as white as milk?
A cow as white as milk.
When you stop singing that,
red as blood,
do you think every time you stop singing that a tightrope walker dies?
Oh, no, that's awful.
Someone just died.
Oh, no.
Because he stopped.
Oh.
Hey, why is this top still spinning?
Oh, no.
Are we still in Usador's dream?
Yeah, I'm Usador. I'm Usador.
And so we drag our taxed imaginations out of Pretendville, a place where having access to the entire dream realm still sounds like a perfunctory college admissions tour through a student dorm. Who knew the nocturnal psyche had so many muted wind chimes? All right, let's see. Baggy Me Fingers was Mr. Young. His personal friends can call him Matt, a character played with all the finesse and training of a bureaucrat. and Adelrathi did portray Chunt with all the precision of this rhyme. All right, don't give away all the goods. Threta Dream Climber was played by an exhausted Amanda Plummer. No, wait, special guest Andiel Sudik. Find out where you can go see Andiel perform by visiting her website, yesandiel.com. Okay, that's clever. Craig, remember what we learned at the corporate improv workshop? Green Ball.
That's right. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Extra sound design by Jason Knox. I'm here too. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Oh, and thanks, of course, to Earwolf and the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Visit them at chicagopodcastcoop.com. Oh, Green Bull. Damn it.
All right, Craig, time to start writing those letters to all those children who were really hoping Matt would improvise that kill speech. Can't you hear them now? It was just one line!